Yo, this is another episode of AK '96 Podcast. I was definitely about to say the Trap Podcast again. I gotta stop doing
AK
that.
AK
'96 Podcast. It's your boy Alex, aka Axel the Friend.
And it's your boy Kyle. You already know.
Yes,
I don't really have a cool name.
He's a cool guy though. But so today's topic is actually brought to you by Kyle Foster.
Yes sir. So we're gonna be talking about self-discipline and the difference between self-discipline and self-suppression. I wanted to talk about this on the podcast because I feel like as human beings, you know, we strive to perfect that thing called self-discipline, you know, from being kids to adolescents to teenagers to
grown adults.
Yeah, you know, you always, that is a factor in your life that, you know, you have to really learn to balance and to get it together. But I mean, honestly, yeah, self-control, right. But I mean, just a quick definition of what self-discipline is, it's just regulating oneself and making connections to one's thoughts and behaviors in order to improve oneself. Basically, long story short, disciplined people know what has to be done and they do it. They don't put it off until later or allow themselves to be easily taken off track.
Dictionary for y'all boys.
Exactly. Yeah. Just in case you didn't know.
Feel me?
But other than that, with the self-discipline, I have to say for me, and just want to start off too as well, I don't want to come off like I know anything.
We're not preaching.
You know, we're not trying. I'm not trying to, you know, try to put other people, you know, try to tell people what to do. But as a man growing in this world, self-discipline is something I'm still working on.
Same.
And I'm going to be 100% real. Self-discipline is hard.
It is hard.
You know, and self-discipline for me can be different for you. You know, it can be different for the next person. You know, but self-discipline, like for me, it can be money. Free time and freedom, mm-hmm. You know, it could be small pleasures that we like. So it's really just keeping that all in control.
Oh yeah, money definitely stuff that way. Yeah. Money is definitely something that I have a problem with being self-disciplined because your boy, we want to splurge.
Nah, 100% for me too. Money, I have to say money. Most definitely, you know, you see the little things. You know, you got the PlayStation coming out.
You got
big trip.
Spider-Man.
Yeah, you know, Miles Morales. You know what I'm saying? You know. Assassin's Creed is coming out. You know, it's a
exactly.
lot. You know, clothes.
Jordan's coming out next
exactly,
week.
Exactly.
I gotta get that Fear God drop next Friday.
It's a lot. Food. It's a lot. But what do you do mainly to stay on track, to stay on budget, or you know,
I stay on budget because I'm terrible now. But before, what I would do is have that goal in my head and then lock it in all the way. It's just like ain't nothing gonna throw me off track. Is it gonna throw me off track?
Right.
I definitely have expensive addiction. So.
Right.
I won't say what it is. It's definitely not drugs, but it's expensive, so definitely eats away at my home. Come February, that addiction will be
right. Nah, I mean, appreciate you being real, bro. I mean, for me, honestly, I have to say it's. And I think everybody who listens to this will probably all agree that money is definitely something that, you know, I need to work on too. You know, just building up. And I think something you stated, which is really true, I mean, you have to have a goal.
Yeah,
you have a goal.
When we both was planning to move out, we got a money stream.
You have to have a plan. I have a vision board. I took it off my phone, but my work, my computers, I have a vision board. Work out, go to the gym, you know, stay positive.
Oh, I got a journal for that.
Exactly. So just, you know, anything to help remind you of your goal, you know what I'm saying? But no, that's step one, have a goal, have a plan. I want to also bring up something that isn't the same thing as self-discipline. It's called self-suppression. And basically, that's like, not necessarily, it's more or less like how, let's say you want to do something or whatever, or you have the urge, or let's say basically you there's something you want to do, but you know you're not supposed to be doing it.
I'm thinking with your head.
You know, you're not supposed to be doing it. And for whatever reason, you decide not to do it, but that urge still stays with you. Mm. Let's say 2-3 days later, you decide to go to him and do it. That's self-suppression because you didn't take the necessary plans and precautions to not stay, you know, not peer off track. You know what I'm saying? So one of those. So you want to be mindful of self-suppression. You don't want to ever stay away from, you know, stray away from your goals. Like you just stated, have it clear in your mind, write it down in a journal, have a vision board, you know, basically stating what you want to do that way you get off track. And like I said, self-discipline can be money, it can be going to the gym
food, for sure, because I'd be lazy, dog.
But, you know, it can be many different things.
I'm not going to count. Whenever it comes like the gym, I'd be like, I see like certain people on like the timeline, I'm like, they hit the gym today? I'm like, she's looking sweet. I'm like, let me go hit the gym too.
No, really, not for real, for real. Definitely motivation to see other people doing it and whatnot, saving, going towards their goals. So it's but nah, I just wanted to just talk because it's real. You know, so
it's hard.
It's hard. Yeah,
saving money is definitely hard because it's like there's so many, I guess, distractions in like marketing. So many things that you want to like, you want to stay up. Like, even though you might have everything that you already need, but you always want to get more. Especially shopping.
This phone I have the iPhone 11 and they come out with the 12.
Exactly. I'm not gonna.
I'm not either. I'm at this point. I'm just like, what's the point?
You
know,
they went
back to the box, you know, design. And I mean, they still have the 3 cameras. I mean, yeah, it's an update here and there. Yeah, cool.
No charger.
Other than that, that's
no earbuds. Why do I?
I'm sure. Now when they come out. 15, 20, maybe we could talk.
Oh yeah, bro, I'm sticking
with it. For the time being, I'll be keeping what I got.
Exactly.
But that's something too, self-discipline, you know, knowing that, hey, you know, we want to save money, what is something I need, what is something that I want.
Like, you pay the light bill or wear them new Jordans.
Exactly. So for me, just like you, obtaining that new phone they have coming out is not on the list. It's not a priority. You know, now I understand if you got a little whoop-whoop phone. Yeah. And you know, hey, you gotta do what you gotta do, but your phone is doing its job. And you know what my thing is?
People don't wanna have that
I barely use this thing. I barely talk to people.
And exactly.
I
say,
you know,
people
what I'm
don't
saying?
Wanna have the what's it called? The thumb thing no more, the regular home button. Yeah. So like, you know,
I miss that.
I like it.
I mean, I understand why they took it away, but
I still don't understand that. But I do like the Face ID too though.
Do you use the system touch?
Of course.
Okay, I use it too. I actually use it
too. Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, but Face ID, he come clutch too. I have to say, during COVID, doesn't necessarily help with that mask.
Yeah, with the mask.
And then some apps were like, oh, you only got it twice, third time, put in that passcode.
You feel me? Cash App was bugging Friday. I was like, nah. Oh, but with the gym though, bro, like, you definitely got something.
No, be healthy is key. Also, as well. How many times do you go to the gym?
I try to go bare minimum 3. Usually, I try to do like 3 to 4 times a week. At max, I'll do 5 Monday to Friday. But
feels good going to the gym. I just want to give you guys a PSA as well. Just a quick PSA. Don't, if you're thinking about going to the gym, I mean, definitely. You know, give it your all, but don't
shout
unrealistic goals.
Don't shout and don't lift too much because them weights will humble you quick.
Yeah. If I'll say this much, if you haven't been actively working out within 6 months, you decide to go to the gym, you're like, you
Dense.
Know what? I'm going all week. Just be realistic.
Yeah,
that's pretty good. 3 days out of 7 is enough.
Or do like 30 minutes, but you better go light on them weights.
Yeah.
And on that cardio.
And you got to start from the bottom. Hey, 20 down, 20 pound dumbbells, increase to what, 40 every time.
Whoa, 40! This guy is a
hey, that's just me.
Oh, shoot. So flex.
Not 40. Well, actually, when I went back to the gym, it was a slow process with that time period. But when I went back, I was getting right. I took like, it's weird. Like, I can be on a roll with the gym for like 3-4 months straight.
Oh, wow.
Here comes another month, and I just don't. Like, you know, it's crazy, and I'd rather be real. But now I'm back into it. It's really just being consistent. system. But you have to give your body time to, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, we're not, I'm not an actor.
Yeah, I gotta be Chris.
I'm a human being. So, you know, you have to realize that too. But you do what you can, and I mean, you know, you never give up. So, I mean, go to the gym, that's what you want to do. You know, that's what I said this week.
I felt that, you know, my thing is the monks that be dropping weights, they be killing me, dog. They be yelling.
You know, your gym?
Yeah, Crunch. You know Crunch. Everybody there.
The Crunch by me is actually pretty good.
Are they chill?
They're pretty chill. The people there are chill. I don't have the lungs at your gym.
Yeah, it's like half chill and then like half like the OD. Creatine.
Oh yeah, well, no, we had those guys.
Yeah, you know, snorting off the bench.
Yeah, yeah, we had those. Yeah, we had those guys.
AirPods. It's like there's a problem.
Right. They're not too loud in my gym. But we do have the OD dudes.
Hey, you've had the creeps and the freaks though.
Creeps.
Yeah,
and you said they had the old freaks. I'm like, bro. They had that UFIT by Brandon. This one. Back to Tampa for Daytona and registered for whatever.
Oh, yeah.
$35.
Yeah, I don't
know.
That discount
code
on Instagram.
The Crunch I go to, they're legit. It's big. It's packed every time I go.
Same.
But it's so big.
I go ahead.
Everybody's kind of spaced out. But it's kind of like, you know, you might have to compromise because you need to go in. But you know, you gotta switch it up.
Buddy and five homies.
Right, exactly. they squatted up over there, so you gotta lift them.
Yeah, that'd be kind of killing me too, though. When I be seeing them all squatted up and man trying to lift the weight.
But it's a support group, you know what I mean? Hey, you got it.
Like five different sacks in his face. I'm like, bro.
No, I feel you. Nah, crutches. It would get me, it'd be the jits too. They'll come in.
Oh, my back, God. You know,
and they'll be fitted up with some
Yeezys. Yeah, you know. Yeezys and the Supreme shirt. Yeah. Like, bro, these girls don't care.
There was this one guy. He came in, and I think, you know, my boy had a dress shirt on. He had on jeans. And my boy had on some Nikes. And I'm talking about he was, you know, he was going in, bro. He had the towel. He was.
I got a good workout in. Hey, young blood. Spot me real quick. Nah,
Hey, let me ask you a question. Do you like your gym? Like,
overall, I hate the fact of being about my crib and going, but when I'm there, it's just
good. I have a certain sense.
Except for like that.
I hate running.
You hate running? So, cardio? I hate cardio too.
I used to have this, PE coach. Every Monday,
oh, I remember that.
Great way to start a Monday, coach. But, you know,
Run a mile.
Yeah.
Oh, what?
I hated that. I had PE first period of the
sweaty
day.
Rest of the day. Stank. Smelling like axe and ass. Bro,
I used to make sure people used to have PE at the end of the day.
I can't
have PE. You know what I'm saying?
Like everybody else.
Oh, boy, they eventually switched me, but beginning of the year, she's a killer. I'm still asleep. You want me to run? Yeah. Well, what was another? We had the Pacer test.
The Pacer test. Hey, I seen a couple kids cry off that. The big gym, they used to cry. They used to drag that.
No lie. How many? How far did you go on the Pacer test?
I don't even remember, but I got a decent amount.
Had a decent amount
until the cool kids started showing out. I was like, yeah.
I had a decent. Because it would get shorter or would it get longer?
Longer. It used to make you go faster.
Yeah. I was all right.
Yeah.
I was all right. I probably was maybe seven.
Seven? Okay, that ain't
bad. I wasn't. Yeah, it went, yeah, when
we passed. Lit,
yeah, yeah, exactly. I passed the test, but I don't think I've been able to.
No, not me.
When did you take PE?
Middle of the day, middle school.
No, I mean like what?
Oh, my bad. Hold up. We're gonna extend this episode, so
yes, sir.
Stay tuned. Let me put in the sound effect. Continuing from where we left off.
So what grade were you?
So I was
Hope.
That's what they called it. It was called Hope. I think I did it freshman year for sure.
Yeah, because you only did it. You had 2 years?
Went up. Freshman year, well, then I had like 3 years.
Okay.
No, I don't think I did it somewhere. I did art. I had weightlifting. That's when I met Rob.
You met him at PE?
Yeah, when I weightlifted. Yeah, Rob. Well, I been knew him, but that's when I got like to know him.
Okay. Yeah. Nah, I took Hope freshman year, tech, and then I did not have any other PE or form of electives throughout the rest of my high school.
This nigga Vaughn, hey, bump it. We can call it Vaughn. Did he ever work out?
Varm?
Yeah.
At school?
Yeah.
I don't know what kind of classes.
Not
elective wise. I didn't go to Wharton my all 4 years. I went to Tech.
Oh yeah.
Two and a half. I went there for 2 years. I left the beginning of the second semester of sophomore year. So that's when. So I did the whole second semester of sophomore year at Wharton. Vaughn, you ever did Hope at everybody had to. It was a graduation
requirement. Oh gee. I wonder if you actually did that.
That's what I'm saying. I know some kids had like leniency, like they didn't have to, you know,
the big kids, yeah. The fat kids, no offense.
Every Monday we were running.
We were running. I remember this one kid. I think his name was Jake. But this kid, I kid you not, would cry every single time.
Was he a big dude?
He wasn't like huge. He was a big dude, but it was like, bro, like you guys.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That, you know, if you could do 7, if you can do up to 12, that's pretty good.
I don't think you can do 12. Yeah,
I've done 12. I've done 12.
Even you got a breath of dying.
Yeah, but when they get up to
past 12.
Yeah, past.
It start hurting.
I knew somebody that went up to 22.
Yeah.
I knew somebody that went up to 22.
He was like athletes.
Depending on what they did. Yeah. But middle school I was straight. Middle school had all that energy.
High school, not every stop at the same time. we all did that as a group. We were like, now we done.
Middle school, it was a competition. High school,
let me try and get the grade.
You feel me? How would you rate your overall high school experience?
If I can remember it, out of what?
Let me ask you this.
Six.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Do you feel that you experienced everything high school had to offer? At your school.
It was not like Zoe 101. It was not like what I expected. Okay. But it was cool. I mean, I always knew from the jump. I always knew I wasn't a school type person.
Right.
So I knew I was always just like getting to them. So I was like, there. And then I was hanging out with you on weekends.
Right,
everybody else. But no, high school was great. That's kind of interesting. That's up.
I have to say, high school for me probably would be around 7. I think I more or less enjoyed the social aspect of school.
Oh, for sure. Like, you had grad bash.
Right, exactly. Because I'm originally from Detroit, so I didn't go.
Shout out to the D. No, come on.
This guy. Once we mentioned Detroit, they knew what time it was. It's a reset.
Your high school experience.
Oh, yeah. So basically, I didn't go to public school, elementary school here in Florida. I only went to middle school. My mom homeschooled us for that period of time when we moved down. So I only did middle school and high school. But I have to say, it's 7 for me, man. I have to say, when I was at Tempe Tech, that was an experience in itself.
TBT had the
most. TBT, that was an experience in itself.
Had the fruit.
And I had to, I had to say I was a follower at TBT.
Oh, man, let's do it.
And when I went to Wharton, I became a leader, so.
Oh, he said I glowed up on you.
But no, I had to say my high school experience is definitely a learning lesson.
Mm-hmm.
I have to say when I graduated, that was definitely a huge thing because, I don't have to really explain everything on the podcast, but you know everything that's going on. And just for me to be able to do it, that self-discipline,
you
know what I mean?
My man's had the self-discipline. We've been hanging out for a couple of weeks. He's like, I gotta study, dog.
But what was you saying about followers?
Oh, being a follower?
Yeah.
It was like, okay, so hype is culture.
Hype is
follower culture. I just want that to be dead. I want everybody to stop getting influenced. I mean, you're going to get influenced by your favorite artist, celebrity, or whoever.
Right.
Regardless, this is going to happen. Nothing's real.
Right.
But I wish everybody would kind of have their own opinions and own thoughts.
Right. Just don't ride the wave because everybody else.
Exactly. Like, I try to have Twitter for a week. Bro. The amount of headaches I got looking at that app. People are so
can't do Twitter.
Stupid, bro. Can't do Twitter. Like, people just don't understand it. I'm just like, it bugs my mind that we're generations like this.
We're
a whole generation of idiots, bro. And it scares me.
What my thing is which I kind of, I'm on the same page as you regarding my opinions, but I wish people would do their own research. You know, take the time to do your own research. Just don't believe something or listen to something just because you were told. You know what I mean? And we're all imperfect, so if it's a topic or a subject of great importance, I'm not just gonna take a word for it.
Exactly.
But that's just me. I wish everybody else would do that instead of just saying, "Oh well, that person said this is the right way."
Exactly.
How do you know? But just I wish people would take the time to do research.
Exactly.
I get kind of hurt.
People's feelings being hurt so quickly,
people
shut
are sensitive.
Up.
People are sensitive these days.
People are so
I feel
sensitive.
Like the world is a little bit over too sensitive. But depending on the subject.
They're
depending on the subject.
To the max.
But yeah, that's my thing. But you're gonna have followers. You're gonna have followers, you're gonna have bots.
Oh my god, the bots. Do you want something long hard? Like, yo, get that off of my screen. Do you want
But you want to have those people.
That's it. That's my gripe.
That's pretty much it.
That's it. I just want everybody to start thinking of themselves and stop buying the same thing as everybody else just because it's popular, it's a limited cool.
Right.
It's stupid. These brands be tricking everybody.
Right.
But that was our little grinds my gear section. You feel me?
What grinds my gear, I have to say, is. What pretty much what I just stated already.
Yeah.
People just not taking the time to do their own research or
sensitive.
Exactly. So that's pretty much it. I ain't really worried about what the next man doing all the time.
Exactly.
So. Hey, if it affected me physically, mentally,
financially,
emotionally, exactly. I ain't worried.
Exactly. That was our just thing. Well, thank you for coming to our TED Talk.
Exactly. What 21 Savage say?
He
said a lot of things.
Stepping on it.
I don't have no time for no sneak this.
Ooh.
Not that one. Yeah.
He said a lot. Snitches and rats.
I still ain't listened to that album.
What?
I haven't.
Really? It's good. We used to be bumping Savage Mode.
No. He's 21 Savage. He's still that guy.
Exactly.
I just haven't listened to him.
Made a plan.
What'd you think about Drake's new album?
Oh, a little teaser trailer?
Yeah, so
I thought
they
was clean, boy.
Yeah.
He had the So Far Gone, they had the Take Care. I was like, oh, it's about to be good. And then he had the Dark Knight demo tapes. I thought he was going to do all of them.
But it's going to be, if it's the album that I think is going to be, this might be the one.
People say, hey, this off the trailer, it might be a classic.
This might be the one. It's feeling like it is. Drake is that guy, man. He's the GOAT. You know what song I came across that I totally forgot about, which was Sneaking?
Oh, me?
When I was listening to that yesterday, I was like, whoa, what? You know what happened was I didn't pay my Apple Music, right?
Oh, dang.
So I was like, dang, you know, they.
Back to the YouTube.
Exactly. So let me hit on YouTube before I paid them that quick little $10. So I turned on YouTube and Sneaky came on. And I was like,
it is.
Let me call my bros for instance. Only the OGs know about
that. Yeah, if you was in the car with us, you know who it was on. Right away, it's a example.
You can see with Keanu.
Can't speak on
that. Can't speak on them things. You gotta call my bros for assistance.
That's not even on the album.
Nah, it was just like a YouTube thing. I was mad. That was a song, though.
That was a song.
Man, shout out to the good times. We'll bring that back for y'all.
Yes, sir. That'll be an episode. We talk about
the old times.
Maybe we'll get some of the photos.
Yeah.
If you guys want to come on.
Yeah.
Anybody. If you want to come on, say what you want to say.
You already know. You're invited for the most part.
Put in your resume first. Exactly. Your application.
DM us.
AK96 Podcast, thank you. All right, but this is it for our episode.
All right, y'all. We appreciate you listening.
You want to have a final message?
Stay positive.
Stay positive.
Yeah. When we then somebody say something, we just got to be kind.
Oh, yeah. We do just got to be kind. Hey, shout out to my boy Josh.
Hey, shout out to Josh. Nah, everybody stay positive. Be true to who you are. Famous words of my boy Steve Rogers, aka Captain America. If somebody tells you to move, you stand like a tree. You say, no, you move.
Just like that.
Hey, but look, I'm a Captain America now. Nah, y'all be easy. Appreciate you listening. And like I said, be true to